teachers today need to expand. I'm not saying that it's not the case, but I think they need to look at the widespread and the whole picture and be able to give the students not only the ability to learn or the knowledge that they are going to gain through learning, but also entice them to think beyond the box, to think for new creative ways to do things.
Thank you for visiting our Lunchtime Leaders podcast.
Today we are talking to James Bumbaco, who is running for mayor.
What skills or abilities do you feel students need to have to be successful in the 21st century as employees?
I think that students really need to be very technologically advanced, and I see as you guys are doing this here, I think this is a great thing, especially at your age. I also believe that college education is important, but I also think that if an individual does not feel like they want to go off to school, that it's okay to go to either a technical school or to go right into some sort of business to work at. It's not always the college education, I think, that's necessary. So if you could, if you have a feeling that you want to go out and be even a plumber or a carpenter, I think those are all good trades. I think that you need to be able to decide what you want, which is very difficult to do at your age or any age, actually. My daughter still asks me at the age of 58, what do I want to do when I grow up? But that's beside the point. I think you guys can just pick a way to go and just go for it.
What types of technology should our students be proficient at using?
Oh, I think that what you guys are using here, I think laptops are good. I think you should have the opportunity to go on the internet as much as you can, as long as it's protected sites here at school. I think that the future is in technology. I think all the things that I read about and in the business world that I'm active in, I think we've just reached the beginning of what can happen with technology and the internet and communications.
There is a lot of discussion in K-12 education about the importance of content knowledge versus the importance of learning skills and students being able to construct their own understanding of materials and ideas. What are your thoughts regarding how much we should focus on content knowledge versus focusing on students' ability to learn, adapt, and grow?
Well, I'm a strong believer, and I also, this goes all the way on through, and for those who even go beyond their high school years, you learn a lot outside of textbooks. I think you have to learn to live with yourselves, live with others, and be able to strike your chord in what you would like to do in life and move forward with it. I think content learning is very, very important, but I'm not sure how much retention that is going to go forward with you. I think by doing content learning, you have a structure that you're working on, but but I also believe that as you go forward, you have to pick and choose which way you go. And I think that learning and living in life is more, it's just equally as important as textbook learning.
What was the best learning or educational experience you've had?
I think just to go beyond what I just said, when I went off to college, I think the biggest, I graduated from, I actually went to this school up to 1964. And then I went on in high school to Xavier High School in Middletown, which was, I think, at that time in the early, middle or late 60s, taught you how to study for and get ready for college. But I think when I went off to college, that was probably what I believe my most critical learning, because I was actually 500 miles away from home, so I didn't have mom and dad to fall back on. I had to learn to live by myself and learn to live with other individuals of a diverse background. And I think that was my greatest learning experience, is how to live with people, how to learn from people, and how to meet new people.
When you were in school, obviously you used book, pencil, and paper, but do you think that technology is going to be more effective now?
I think technology definitely helps students, especially in the fact of a lot of the routine things. When I was in school, believe it or not, we never even had a calculator, so it was basically all pencil, paper, and slide rules, I guess, was the key thing that we used to use. But so it takes a lot of time, and I think what happens is by having to do the work, it takes away from your ability to learn. So, a lot of times the computers, it's just like in the business world now, you don't want to sit there in the accounting department and have to log in everything. The computer does a lot of that for you so that you can spend more time thinking and analyzing and learning.
There's also a lot of discussion in education on the tension between being successful as an individual and being successful as part of a group or team. We'd like to hear more about your thoughts regarding this.
I am a strong believer in the team ethic. I am not a believer that one person knows it all, and I really, really think that as an individual you have to go out and gather a diverse opinions, your fellow peers, people that are members of your team. And if you have the proper team that, and you have the trust in the proper team, and if you have a project or an assignment that you have to do, each individual acts as an individual when they're doing their portion of the project. But ultimately, you have to have enough trust in those individuals on your team so that when you put the final project together, it's completed. And I'm a strong, strong believer in team.
Looking at the people you currently see entering the workforce, what are their strengths and what are their weaknesses?
Entering the workforce, I think with currently we're a lot more educated than we ever have in the past. I think that's a very strong attribute. I unfortunately think that we also, conversely to that, aren't as aggressive as we really need to be as far as our learning is concerned. I teach part-time down at University of New Haven, and I graduate and undergraduate school college courses, and I find that sometimes the students that are coming in from foreign countries are a little bit more aggressive in their approach to education, and I think the Americans sometimes take it too much for granted. So I think that's both a plus and a weakness as far as our education system is concerned.
What kind of technology advancements do you think will be important for success in the future?
Technology advancements? Oh, God, I wish I was a techie person. I just think that, again, I just don't know how far we're going to go with the technology. And I mean, every day it's changing. When you think back, I was talking about the other day with a friend of mine. I used to work at a company in Meriden, and that was like maybe 15, 18 years ago. And I remember how excited we got when I got our first fax in the office. And then a couple years later, back maybe it was about 18, 16 years ago, we got our first computer. And it was like how excited we were then. And in 15 years, we've gone to the point now where, our technology, you have it all on the phone. So I think... To be honest with you, I think maybe we might have too much because we end up with too much gadgetry and too much things that we rely on, and sometimes we stop forgetting to rely on our brain power.
I think that the technology is replacing the regular methods of book pencil. Do you think that?
Yeah, I think what's happening is this technology is becoming a replacement for our thought process. We're letting technology and machine and our computers and our games that we play and all that become more of a focus on our lives and us to create than creativity. Going back to when I was a kid, we were outside all the time. Your mother had, it was like that Prince Spaghetti ad. You'd be called home at dinner time because you're out doing things. And I think we've sort of lost that, where we're starting to now depend upon machines and depending upon the technology that we use and the gamings that we do to take place of that fact of us thinking and being creative. I think that answers your question.
Now, do you think we're spending too much money on technology rather than education?
In the school system?
Yeah.
No, not really. I think that we have a long way to go yet here. I think technology, as I said earlier, is an aid to the students, but I also think that you have to, be able to sit down and do the basics before you start using the computers and the technology facts. So once you understand the basics and you learn the basics, it becomes a very good tool for you. It's no different than in business. When you're in business, you have to have the knowledge, and you have to have the experience, and you have to have the willpower to go forward with it. Computers and phones and iPods and all that sort of thing that's used in today's world, in the business world, that's just an aid to it. Personally, I get a little tired of it because you become available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I think it's taking away from some people's personal lives because they've been so consumed by it. So, and I think your students are probably the same way.
And do you think it is more important for a person to be able to use technology or communicate well with other people?
I think I'm a strong believer, again, going back to one of my previous answers, that I think we have to learn how to communicate with people verbally and by the written word, and then again we can go into technology. The issue, let's just use emails for an example. You can write an email and I can send that same email to four different people, and four different people will interpret it differently. because there's the voice inflection's not in there. They're not seeing you face to face. They're not understanding the concept that you're talking about. They just read the written word. So I strongly believe that you have to learn to communicate first and then use emails as a form of communication. But as far as the individual is concerned, you got to be able to do it yourself.
What skills and abilities do students need to have to be successful citizens in a globally interconnected world?
Well, I think you have to have the desire to compete. I think that's extremely important. I think obviously you have to have the educational background as well as the technological background to compete in a global economy. We're not an isolated nation anymore, as we can see. Unfortunately, I think in this country we're becoming more service-orientated than production-orientated, which what it means by that is we have more people that are doing service things like, you know, than working in manufacturing or working in factories. So I believe that what we really need is we need the students to be able to have a wide breadth of opportunities so that they can know which fields to go into.
Do you think in the future there will be any jobs left where you communicate with people face-to-face and not just by computer?
Oh, absolutely. I think just anytime you're going to go shopping, I think you're still going to have the opportunity to deal with people face-to-face. I also think in the office environment, you're still going to have to deal with people face-to-face. I think computers and technology, again, as I said earlier, is an aid and a tool for you to, but nothing beats communication one-on-one. I'm a strong believer that you got to, you know, pick up the phone, make the phone call, talk to somebody. You can now, with the new technology we have, where you can have video phones, you can still talk to someone face-to-face, even though it's on the other side. But I think you have to be able to read people's expressions and understand their reflections and things. And I don't think just purely by doing it with computers and technology that works for anybody. So I believe, yeah, in the future, one of the key things as a student you're going to have to learn is how to communicate with people verbally as well as with the computers.
If you were going to design a 21st century school from the ground up, what are three key features you would include?
Number one would be that the school would have to be as energy and green efficient as possible. I think with today's growth in our world and the problem that we're having with global warming and with the lack of resources that might be available in the future, I think we need to build schools that are, and buildings themselves in general, that can be as environmentally sensitive as possible. Second of all, I would definitely make sure that the entire schools are wired for technology and computers, again, to use as aids in the learning process, not taking place of the learning process. And third, I would make sure that we have enough qualified teachers that are willing to come out and put the efforts into the school. I know that's not part of a building, but I think it's this scenario that if you build the classrooms and use teachers' minds and their thoughts and how they believe the classrooms should be put together and built, I think that's key.
All right. Do you think that people in America will be without jobs because people in other countries can do it for less money by technology?
I think that's happening now. We're starting to affect our workforce, and it's not just technology. I think that some of the countries overseas, and again, in the global economy, they're just willing to work for less money. So, yeah, I don't think that's ever going to eliminate jobs. I think what has to happen is the companies that are hiring people have to recognize that it is a global economy, and there's some positions here, especially when it comes to defense and high technology type jobs. You don't want to be sharing your technological advances with other countries before that you've been able to develop properly. So I still think that there's going to be plenty of work available here. Unfortunately, the United States is starting to shift, as I said earlier, from a manufacturing type environment to a service environment. And service, what I mean by is anything that's not working out in the working out in the actual factory itself, accounting services, retail services, and that sort of thing. Even to the point of, you know, having people come in and clean houses and, you know, landscape people and all that. That's a service oriented economy, and I think that's where the United States right now seems to be heading. And I believe through the implementation of magnet schools and our government starting to think that way, we're starting to bring a lot more manufacturing thought processes back into the United States. The issue is how much are we willing to pay for that? I mean, a classic example was the toy recalls. You know, we're doing it overseas, but we're having problems with it over there. The reason we're doing it overseas is because America doesn't want to spend any more money than they have to for the toys themselves. And that happens across the board in a lot of goods and services.
But do you think even with shopping, eventually it will be done with computers? Do you think online shopping may just be the beginning?
I think that eventually it's growing, but I think right now online shopping, the last statistics I read was less than 5% of what's being purchased in America right now. So yeah, is there room for it to grow? Absolutely. But I also think that there has to be enough faith in online shopping and on the putting key financial and key personal information on the internet to make it so that those people are not, it's not stolen. And I believe that that's probably one of the major reasons why people don't shop online, regardless of how encrypted they make it and regardless of how they say they can protect it. You read every day that there's people's personal information is being stolen online. So until that solution gets resolved, I don't foresee that overtaking the stores, no.
And is modern technology and cell phones distracting for students?
For students? I think it's distracting to the point if they, you know, I think when they get into the school, into the classroom facility, or once they walk in the front door, they got to turn them off. But I do think that, it can be distracting. I'm not saying that it should not be allowed. It's good to be able to have that ability to communicate back and forth with home or amongst each others, but I don't think that should be your primary focus. Your focus when you're here is in school. What you do outside of the school system is purely up to you. As you know, that's what America was built on. It's your right to do what you want to do.
When we're done today, what's the most important takeaway message you'd like our teachers and students to hear?
Looking around and seeing what's happening here, I think this is just great. I think that teachers today need to expand. I'm not saying that it's not the case, but I think they need to look at the widespread and the whole picture and be able to give the students not only the ability to learn or the knowledge that they are going to gain through learning, but also entice them to think beyond the box, to think for new creative ways to do things. This is a great idea. This is phenomenal. I didn't even know this was happening in our school system. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I didn't. So this is an idea. This is the way I think of looking beyond the box and learning beyond the box. And I think your teacher, Paul, should be commended for it. But I also think the school system in a whole that allows something like this to happen is good. So I think, you know, just looking around and seeing the enthusiasm and that you guys have for something like this, I think is great.